Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Friday, March 22nd. The House is expected to vote later today on a bipartisan spending bill to prevent a partial government shutdown before midnight. But the 1,000-page text of the $1.2 trillion package was only released yesterday, sparking concerns lawmakers may not make the tight deadline, meaning some parts of the government would shut down this weekend. CNN's Manu Raju says that even if the funding bill passes the House, it's not a done deal yet.
The question will be, how quickly does it get processed in the United States Senate? It requires all 100 senators to agree to a timeline to actually have the vote. Any one senator can drag this out for several days beyond the 11:59 p.m. deadline, potentially leading to a shutdown over the weekend or early into early next week.
Another vote with far-reaching consequences is also taking place today. The UN Security Council will be voting on a U.S. resolution on Gaza, calling for, quote, an immediate and sustained ceasefire in connection with the release of all remaining hostages. This is the first time the U.S. is pushing for this kind of ceasefire language at the Security Council after it previously vetoed similar votes. In recent weeks, U.S. officials have become more vocal about their concerns over the humanitarian toll of Israel's assault on Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel meeting with officials there to prevent a ground offensive on Rafah. Russia has launched one of its biggest ever missile and drone strikes against Ukraine, going after energy infrastructure sites across the country. Ukrainian officials believe more than 150 drones and missiles were fired at the country, saying power supplies were hit in multiple towns and cities across at least 10 regions, with reports from various authorities indicating well over a million households were without electricity this morning. This woman in Zaporizhia describes the attack.
There were a lot of explosions after the first one. There was so much flying above. I only had one goal, to make sure my child was alive. I rescued him from the rubble.
Ukraine says the overnight attack killed at least three people and injured at least 13. More than 50 million people are expected to be under flood watches across the northeastern U.S. and South Florida today. The impacted areas stretch from Washington, D.C. through Philadelphia, New York City, Boston, and Portland, Maine, and go along the coast from Delaware to the Canadian border. It'll take effect this evening until at least Saturday evening, with 2 to 3.5 inches in the forecast, but maybe more in some areas. Meantime, in South Florida, a flood watch has begun this morning, including for Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Naples, and Key West, with 2 to 4 inches of rain expected, most of it falling today. The crisis at Boeing could make your next vacation more expensive. We'll tell you why next.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
It may be more expensive to fly this summer, as aircraft manufacturers are struggling to keep up with demand. The CEO of European budget airline Ryanair tells CNN he expects a bump in airfares this summer because of groundings and delays in new plane deliveries from both Boeing and Airbus. Michael O'Leary also says his company has had quality issues with previous deliveries from Boeing.
In 2022 and 2023, we were finding little things like spanners under floorboards, in some cases seat handles missing, things like that. That shows, I think, a lack of attention to detail, quality issues in Boeing. I think they're getting their arms around it. I think the situation in Boeing is improving, but there is no doubt this summer we're facing delivery delays.
Boeing said this week it had slowed production of its 737 MAX jets after a part of the fuselage of a MAX 9 blew out mid-flight in early January, leaving a gaping hole in the side of the plane. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.